So what if the lines that define our investments, what if they're blurring right now, right before our eyes? We're talking about a world where it's, you know, it's no longer just crypto or stocks, it's becoming crypto and stocks.
Right. That's the shift.
So today, we're going deep, a real deep dive into this fascinating rise of tokenized U.S. stocks and ETFs. And this isn't theory, is it? It's happening now?
No, not at all. It's very much here. And our source material for this dive, it comes from a really insightful piece on Medium. It gets into how crypto brokers are fundamentally redefining retail trading.
Okay.
It's a solid look at how traditional finance and decentralized finance are really starting to converge.
Yeah, converging is the word.
Yeah.
So our mission today really is to unpack what these tokenized assets mean for you, you know, the retail trader out there, especially if you're maybe Gen Z, millennial investor.
A demographic, yeah.
We want to get the implications, the deeper meaning for how assets are held, how they're traded, how they're used. So yeah, get ready for some, I think, surprising facts and insights. It might just change how you view your portfolio.
Definitely.
So how is this blurring actually like taking shape in the real world?
Well, it really kicks off with what some experts are calling the hybrid brokerage revolution.
Okay, hybrid brokerage.
And yeah, major platforms, think Robinhood, they're really leading the charge here.
Right, Robinhood, known for stocks, traditionally.
Exactly. But what's striking, really striking, is that Robinhood is now launching tokenized U.S. equities and ETFs over in Europe.
In Europe, okay.
And get this, they're doing it on their own proprietary Layer 2 blockchain.
Wow. Okay, their own L2. That sounds like a pretty big strategic statement.
It absolutely is. And choosing a proprietary L2, well, it's significant. It gives them, you know, complete control over the user experience, the cost. But it also brings up interesting questions, right? About interoperability, maybe centralization, things the broader DeFi world cares a lot about.
Hmm. Good point. Trade-offs.
It's a calculated move, shows they want to own their ecosystem. But look, whatever the tech stack, the appeal for users is clear. These things trade 245.
24/5, not 24/7.
24/5, yeah. Mirroring traditional market weekdays, but around the clock. Plus zero commissions. And maybe the biggest one for crypto folks, self-custody.
Self-custody, okay.
And you just have to look at Robinhood's 2024 profits. Crypto volume was a major driver. It just proves this hybrid platform idea has legs.
That mix of features, the 245 trading, no commissions, holding your own keys.
Yeah.
It's not just convenient. It feels like it breaks down old walls.
It really does.
I mean, 245 trading, that's a global market reacting instantly. No more time zone issues, maybe new arbitrage plays.
Potentially, yeah.
Zero commissions. Well, that opens doors for smaller investors.
Yeah.
And self-custody. Wow. That shifts power, doesn't it? From institutions to the individual.
A huge shift. You get total control.
But it also means more responsibility,
right?
What about someone used to the safety net of a traditional broker? What are the risks?
That's a critical point, absolutely. Self-custody gives you that control, eliminates counterparty risk with the broker. But yeah, the security, managing your keys, that's entirely on you. It's a trade-off. It really appeals to this new generation, prioritizing sovereignty, owning their assets, but it demands more, you know? More financial literacy, better digital security habits.
So it resonates because they want that speed, that access, that control.
Exactly. This blend of old and new finance speaks their language. And if we look beyond just Robinhood, you see other big players jumping in. Kraken, Bybit, even protocols native to Solana.
Solana. Okay.
They're building whole ecosystems around what they're calling X-Stocks, this sort of new breed of tokenized equity.
X-Stocks. Interesting. And it's expanding fast.
Oh, yeah. The ecosystem growth is pretty remarkable.
And we're not talking about obscure stuff here, are we?
No, no. These platforms, they're offering access to like over 60 U.S. stocks. The big ones, you know, Apple, Tesla, NVIDIA.
Well, the giants.
Yeah.
Right there in the crypto space. So, okay, you tokenize Apple stock. What new things can you do with it once it's integrated into DeFi?
Ah, that's where it gets really powerful, the DeFi integration. So these tokens, they're backed by Chainlink oracles usually for reliable price feeds.
So the price data is solid.
Right. Very important. And then you can use these tokens as collateral on chain for loans, say. Or you can stake them, maybe earn yield, or just trade them 245 on decentralized exchanges.
So DeFi Legos, but with stocks.
Pretty much. And what's really fascinating is that the tracking tools like AV.ai is one mentioned in the source. they're already watching these flows.
Watching the money move.
Yeah, watching how capital rotates between, say, meme coins, regular DeFi stuff, and these new tokenized stocks, often driven by, you know, narrative spikes or big economic news, all in real time.
That's incredible visibility, seeing those rotations happen live.
It gives you a window into investor thinking across the whole digital asset world.
Okay, so the real-time flow is insightful.
Yeah.
But for this whole hybrid thing to work smoothly for users, what's happening underneath? The infrastructure. The plumbing.
Right, the plumbing is key.
This feels like another area of innovation, like combining easy fiat on-ramps with layer 2 speed.
Right.
What does that actually unlock for the average person wanting to try this?
It's huge for accessibility, really revolutionary. It means you can trade these tokenized stocks, settle up directly with your fiat currency, like dollars or euros,
okay,
without needing to go through a separate crypto exchange, a CEX, for that crypto part of the trade.
So it cuts out a step. Less friction.
Exactly. A major point of friction, gone. And you see projects on Solana, like Bakkt Finance, pushing this even harder.
Bakkt Finance on Solana, what are they doing?
They've got tokenized equities with super low fees, like almost instant settlement. And this really opens the door to global access. Think about emerging markets.
Well, traditional brokerage might be limited or non-existent.
Precisely. Suddenly someone there could get direct, cheap access to Apple or Tesla stock, stuff normally reserved for major markets.
That really is a leveling of the playing field, almost like a financial equalizer.
Wow.
Makes you think how that might shift economic power globally.
It's a profound implication.
So on that note, what are the wider market impacts here, beyond just traders?
You nailed it. It's not just for active traders. It fundamentally redefines how assets are held, how they're traded, and how they're utilized.
Held, traded, utilized.
Okay. And tools like Abby's.ai, they're giving us that real-time view into the shift, analyzing wallet flows, token volumes, even sentiment signals across these hybrid assets.
So we can actually see it happening.
Yeah, and we're seeing real-world rollouts confirming this. Robinhood EU, they now offer over 200 U.S. equities, zero commission, native dividend support, all on that proprietary L2.
200 stocks, wow. Dividends, too.
And Kraken's X stocks, bringing tokenized Apple, Tesla, and others straight to Solana users. Again, 245 trading, global reach.
Okay, so it's definitely not theory anymore. It's live. These examples make it pretty clear. The stock market is kind of being rebuilt, but with DeFi's DNA.
That's a great way to put it. The DNA is changing.
So, looking forward then. What's next? What can we expect from this transformation?
Well, the blueprint's being laid right now, as we speak. And if you connect the dots, a few key trends really stand out.
Okay, what should we be watching for? First up, I'd say look for unified hybrid apps. You know, platforms offering crypto and stocks all in one place.
Under one roof.
Yeah, with smart wallets, maybe programmable accounts, a single interface for everything, traditional or digital.
Makes sense. Then get ready for tokenized everything. Seriously. Real estate, futures. Almost any asset class you can think of is probably in line for tokenization.
Not just stocks. It's about making everything more liquid, more accessible,
yeah,
more programmable.
Exactly. A more programmable financial world.
And third, there has to be a regulatory piece, right?
Oh, absolutely. Crucial piece. Expect regulatory maturity. As this gets bigger, we'll need more clarity on compliance, custody rules, taxes.
Yeah, the boring but essential stuff.
Yeah.
What are the big hurdles there? Is it like rewriting all the laws or adapting what we have?
Probably more adaptation, realistically. Regulators are trying to figure out how these new things fit into existing frameworks, you know, investor protection, market integrity.
No usual concerns.
Right. The challenge is moving fast enough not to kill the innovation, but carefully enough to avoid, you know, major blowups.
Tricky balance.
Very. And meanwhile, those smart on-chain tools, like Avit.ai. They'll become indispensable, helping traders spot early flows, narrative spikes, finding that alpha, that edge across this whole emerging financial stack.
Finding the edge. Okay, so wrapping this up, merging crypto and equities, it's not just a new feature, it's really a paradigm shift.
Totally, a fundamental shift.
It unlocks these incredible new possibilities for you. Trading stocks 245, holding them in your own wallet, using them as collateral for new strategies. It's not just convenience, it's rethinking what an asset even is.
And what you can do with it. And while, yeah, platforms like Robinhood, Kraken, they're setting the pace now, the real edge. Going forward in this hybrid future, it's likely going to come from those on-chain insights, the tools.
The tools to make sense of it all.
Exactly. To understand these smart flows, see where capital is moving, spot those breakout trends early. It's about being informed in real time.
Okay, so as we finish this deep dive, here's a thought for you, for the listener to kind of mull over. What if the way you think about investing, about owning any asset, what if that's about to fundamentally change, moving beyond just buying and selling to actively programming your holdings, utilizing them in ways we're only just starting to imagine?
Programming your assets.
Yeah.
What does that mean for your financial future? And maybe more importantly, how will you adapt to this landscape as it keeps evolving?